对方。Going on down South Park, gonna have myself time. Friendly faces everywhere, humble folks without temptation. Going on down South Park, gonna leave my woes behind. Ample parking day or night, people spouting howdy neighbor. Heading on up South Park, gonna see if I can unwind. Come on down South Park and meet some friends of mine.
You need lose my mind. Yeah.
Welcome back to CKUD. Oh.
Okay, well.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We're really batting at 1,000 today.
Yeah, apologies for that clunky beginning. That is Winnie's fault.
Tried to play off an iPod Classic and it did not work, but, you know.
This
is Band for Band on CKUW 95.5.
95.9
FM. I'm sorry. We're doing really great today, actually.
Both a little sweaty.
Yeah. Before that, you heard what was supposed to be...
Well...
What was the song that you were trying to play?
Oh, well, we'll introduce that afterwards when we actually play it, but...
Oh, you're going to play it again?
Oh, maybe not. I was going to play... This week we're doing covers, sharing covers.
We're doing so great.
We're doing great.
Well, okay. We initially started by playing the South Park theme song that was covered on Triple J, like a version, which is like a thing in Australia, I think, kind of similar to like Tiny Desk, but like every musician that gets asked to play has to play one of their songs and then another artist's song. And that was a cover of the South Park theme song originally by Primus, sang by Dominic Fike. I thought that would be a fun way to start the cover show, seeing as we're gonna be playing like actually reputable good songs. But then after that, you were trying to play a cover of
Too Many Birds by Bill Callahan,
yeah,
as done by Joanna Samuels. And the reason I was trying to play it off of an iPod Classic is because that is the only place where I have it. I downloaded it from SoundCloud years ago, and it's awesome. But the iPod is prone to dying, so then I plugged it into my laptop, which then initiated its sync sequence. Anyway,
I don't know why you were getting into that, but sure. Yeah, what are we going to be listening to now?
We're going to listen to a Phil Akuti cover. It's from, I don't know if it's actually part of the Red Hot Riot compilation album.
Oh, yeah.
Which is, Red Hot is an organization that does, like, sort of various arts-related things, but, like...
like, benefit albums.
Benefit albums and shows and whatnot. Like, last year. Actually, we're going to hear another thing from Red Hot, but they did... They released Transa, which was a big, long compilation album of many different artists making music benefiting trans organizations in the States, I think, primarily. But they've done one for Phil Akuti. But this, I think, might have just preceded them actually releasing this album because it's not on it. But it's a cover of Lady featuring Toon Yards, Angelique Kidjo, Questlove, and Akuanaru.
That's kind of stacked.
Right?
Wait, so it's a cover of a Fela Kuti song.
Yes.
Okay. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty great. And I don't know.
And yeah, and then after that, we'll play Bridge Over Troubled Water by Aretha Franklin, which the live version from Live at the Fillmore, chef's kiss.
Unparalleled.
So good. And then we'll come back and talk a little bit more about some of the other songs we'll be playing today. So, enjoy.
We'll be right back.
Promotion blocks to record covers, beauty and canvas cage painted by the other. Chain yo bitch, whole baby mother, niggas in these rules, afro color. Want us to back it up, gyrate and yell, freedom tell us, have patience, sister waiting on a 40 acres. Mule of the world abused by folklore. Black bodies eroticized supply stores. Lady to lady, I understand for sure. Minds ignored, but wounds free to explore. She goes there. Play the background, your backside, cash cap. Turn around, get you more of the ass now. Wait a minute, we've been holding the shit down. Backbone of the world since before sound. Black girl, you'll see when a woman found. Leaving on the next greyhound across town. Sister cop, the window speed by due style. While the wound bleeds the wounds of the deep south. Can't wash it out, shit is real, conjure bell. Put us on our knees, make us fiend to clean down. Keep it real, you afraid when we speak loud. When we scream, you seen a ghost in the haunted house. Simmer down, it's the black, you can't bleach out. And the story, we gon' breathe in and breathe out. Lady.
right direction. I love that song.
It's so good. Ugh. Like, she makes it something else entirely. Like, I just can't get over how incredible it is.
I don't know. Like, her performances are so effortless. And just...
That whole album. I think what we've... maybe I don't think you were there, but it was the week that...
Oh, we did live performances.
And I probably waxed poetic about it there, too. But, like...
Yeah.
It's live at the Fillmore is maybe one of the greatest. No, yeah, it's definitely one of the greatest. Maybe my favorite. Maybe the greatest live album ever. The band is incredible. You hear the crowd, which I think is such a...
That's your favorite thing in live performances. You always talk about that one Ahmad Jamal album.
It's so good. It's so good. You can hear just like...
You're going to hear things clinking noise. And clanking.
You can hear glasses and cutlery because people are like eating in some room and they're playing and it's like... Oh my god.
I'm on Jazz Instagram for some reason. Like, I get weird. I get really weird, like, memes sometimes. It's like, you listening to, who is it? I can't remember off the top of my head, but, like, people were joking about how listening to jazz albums from, like, 40, 50 years ago is so hilarious. Because, like, you can't hear anything, and then the clip goes to like someone with a box of dishes just like rattling it around. like that's what you expect. Happens to
step on the creaky floorboard. Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, that's what you get when you listen to a jazz album. And I started, and I thought about you being like, oh, I love Ahmad Jamal so much. That album's so beautiful.
Yeah, there's a handful of things that Tina like clowns me whenever I bring up because I bring them up so much.
So much.
Like that, the Feist concert I've been to. Rain.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Well, I feel like music's special in that way, though. Like,
Sometimes you just have, like, truly transformative experiences, and you want to hold on to it and, like, share it with others.
Okay, I mean, for me, though, like, come on, I'll be like, oh, I remember when I was 17 and I saw King Cruel for the first time.
There you go.
And it was the best show I've ever
been to. And Tina will be like, and his saxophone player!
I think his name's, like, Sergio. He's, like, Argentinian.
Shout out.
Crazy.
But Aretha, Bridge Over Troubled Water. Can't get better than that.
Anyways, I guess the next song is also my pick. It's Come Together, the very famous Beatles song, as sang by Snooper. This is off their album that came out last year. I think it was one of our, it was one of our favorite albums of the year picks, or at least mine.
We played Worldwide.
Yeah, it's off of Worldwide. They came out last year. Hilariously enough, we got the vinyl for this, and this is actually not credited on the vinyl, but it's on the vinyl, and it's on streaming, a part of the new album. But I'm assuming it has something to do with like publishing rights.
Licensing.
Yeah. But yeah, they do a fun little like weird post-punk cover of Come Together. And then I actually don't want to talk about the song that I'm going to play after that, mainly because I just want people to listen to it and then I'll talk about it after. But it's really funny that this band in particular, weirdly, like weird intersection of artists.
Well, you might catch it, you might not, but we'll
we'll play it
afterwards.
We'll talk about it after.
Here we go.
Free.
Welcome back to Band for Band. This is on CKUW 95.9 FM. This is Winnie
in Winnipeg.
Tina. In Winnipeg. Thank you. We just heard Video Killed the Radio Star as covered by Joyce Manor. We are continuing our covers show, choosing some of our favorites.
Now back to the one before that, because I very intentionally was like, I'm not going to say anything about it. But yeah, that was a cover of Liquor Sum by Glorilla. Like the original song by Glorilla. Covered by Shushu. Which is like, when they initially released the track listing for the cover album that they released, I think in January or so. It's like a very chaotic list of songs on that album. But they're so weird that they are able to put their like very weird whisper singy kind of like electronic screechy vocals like tie into a lot of these like very popular songs that you probably would not think that they would record as covers. Something I really do like that I wanted to bring up just about the like concept of a cover, really, I like when artists cover songs that are outside of their like field of like their genres, I guess. I mean, I guess genres are fake, but
I mean,
like,
Shushu is definitely outside of a lot of genres.
Exactly,
so they have some good options,
they're like
but
noise and like noise, but I kind of like the weird dichotomy between like Glorilla and Shushu, but sometimes I find that there are musicians that cover songs that feel like really within their wheelhouse that they kind of come out sounding a little bit boring, you know? I like the
Agreed.
Fun the fun, like, decision to
do, like, something totally different, like Snooper or Aretha. Like, they're like taking them and being like, well, what if I had written this song? How would I have, like...
Yeah, like, put a completely different spin on it. I'm thinking about the Dominic Fike cover of the South Park theme song. Like, it's so ridiculous. Like, a 30-second cover. But I just feel like I'm drawn to songs that, like... where artists, like, completely reimagine the, like, the whole entire, like...
I wouldn't say Dominic Fike reimagined that one.
No, was, okay, fair enough, fair enough, fair enough, fair enough.
Surprisingly, like...
Because it's Primus, like...
And it's 30 seconds long. You don't have a whole lot of stuff to work with, but...
But, I don't know, I think, like, finding a song and covering it and making it your own. Otherwise, I'm like, I could just listen to the original song. Like, I really want to hear your, like, what you have to say within that song. Because what's the difference between me listening to, like, a slowed down version of, like, a folk song where you're actively trying to, like, emulate Joni Mitchell? And it's like, that's another thing. There are some artists that I just don't think
any... Are we turning this into a shade fest?
No, no, no. I think there are some artists that I don't think anyone should even try covering, is what I was going to say.
Fair.
Unless you are, like, very, very, very talented. And Joni Mitchell is one of those people for me where I've heard so many bad Joni Mitchell covers, and I don't like them.
I mean, well, just overcovered. I mean, like... Yeah. We're going to play some James Blake later, not the one that I'm about to say, but, like, he covers A Case of You, and it's beautiful.
Yes, it's true.
I think people just have to be selective because these people are already so, like idiosyncratic in themselves, so, I mean, like, people trying to cover Prince, too.
Also, yeah, like, exactly.
If you do something there different are some that and are really confident great. With it, like, it can be great, but...
I don't know. Like, I don't know. You have... Okay, if you're gonna cover Joni Mitchell, it's gotta be, like, Counting Crows. Like...
It's true. Why is that,
like,
true?
It's gotta be so weird.
Guys, this is really important to know. If you're gonna cover anyone, if you're gonna make music, you should sound like Counting Crows. That's what you're saying, right?
Put up a parking lot.
And get... You know what? We're not going there. I think we should just move forward.
Okay. What are we playing next?
We're playing Hurt by Johnny Cash. It is Nine Inch Nails, isn't it?
Yeah, it was a Nine Inch Nails song that they gave to Johnny Cash to cover, and they were like, it's not our song anymore. Like, he was, like I was saying before, like, he was able to put his spin on the song so much so that his version of the song is probably more notable than the original song. So, yeah, let's get into that.
Here we go.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. Of thorns, upon my liar's chair, full of broken thoughts. I cannot repair beneath the stains of time. The feelings disappear. You are someone else. I am still right here. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down. If I could start again, a million miles away, I would keep myself. I would find a way.
Talking, baby, love me now or I'll go crazy. don't you know my everything? Well, no, sweet thing. Girl, don't you know my everything? Well, I wish you were a lover. Love your child the whole night long. Be it right or be it wrong. I'm only what you make me, baby. Walk away, don't be so shady. I don't want your mind, don't want your money. These words I say, they may sound funny, but oh, oh, sweet thing. Won't you know my everyday? Don't you know you're my everything? You're my heat, you're my fire. Make me weak with strong desire. To love each other the whole night long. Be it right or be it wrong. I just want to satisfy you. But you're now mine, I can't deny. Don't you hear me talking, baby?
Welcome back to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. This is Band for Band. We are talking about our favorite covers. We just heard the song Sweet Thing as performed by Dijon, but as written by Chaka Khan, performed by Rufus. One of my favorite songs of all time, I think. But that cover is really great, and I think Dijon does it justice and also does something different and very Dijon-like, I would say. Or Dijon, as I've heard some people say. Dijon.
I don't know.
Well, apparently one of his parents says one way, one of them says the other way.
Really?
Yeah, this is what I saw on YouTube.
YouTube. Interesting.
But, yeah, it's great.
And I was going to make a joke about how he expanded the connection.
What? Am I missing?
His wife's having another baby.
Oh.
Hashtag another baby. I'm making a joke about one of the songs from his most recent album called Another Baby, where he talks about how he wants another baby.
Maybe we got all we need to expand
Band
this collection.
And then something about let's make a collect connection and expand
like
the
connection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's having another baby.
Oh my God. Before that, we heard Thoughts by June McDoom, or performed by June McDoom, written by kind of like cult songwriter to a lot of people.
Yeah.
Margot Gurian, who I think is like kind of one of those people that's like your favorite songwriter's favorite songwriter. She wrote a lot of stuff in, I think, the 80s. I might be wrong about that. She died in 2021, but last year, or was it the year before?
I think it might
maybe
have
some of the singles came out the year
2023.
Before.
2023.
Wait, really? Okay, you know,
maybe or like early 2024, but yeah, I think.
Oh, it came out November 2024. Yeah. Oh,
okay. Yeah. Okay. But like a pretty stacked cast of people who, like, this Dedication album that was released by Sub Pop,
Yeah, Sub Pop.
June McDoom, Claro, Tops.
Yeah.
Margot
Price, Frankie Cosmos,
Muna,
Bedouin.
Yeah, like that album's gorgeous, and some of the like, truly some of the like, sweetest sounding covers. I would say maybe sweet's not the word I'm looking for, but it's just such a beautiful tribute album.
Yeah, and actually, I think the proceeds from the album have been donated to reproductive health services like Planned Parenthood and whatnot in the States. I love the album cover's kind of
it's
like reminiscent
so
of like Free to Be You and Me.
Yes,
era stuff. It's got really cute,
very like 60s style, 60s. Like graphic art,
sunny, yeah, graphic
very
art,
very cute,
yeah, it's awesome. And the album's really great, and that June McDoom is just awesome. I think we played her once or twice on here,
yeah,
before, and I'm really hoping that she puts out an album sometime soon because she's so great. We heard Hurt as well by Johnny, as performed by Johnny Cash, Nine Inch Nails. I think we gave the rundown on that. Oh my God, we're wrapping it up. I'm going to have to cut some stuff here. That's all right. But first we're going to hear Glide as performed by Mitski. It is a cover of from the movie All About Lily Choo Choo, which we haven't seen, but I think this cover was recorded and performed for the movie After Yang.
My favorite movie.
Oh,
I
that
love
movie's
that movie.
So beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Really good. And this cover is awesome. It's like really, really great.
But yeah, we'll see what we can play. But
we'll
we got a couple left. Hopefully we can get a few of them in. Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening today.
Thank you. There's a limit to your love. Like a waterfall in slow motion. Like a map with no ocean. There's a limit to your love. Your love, your love, your love. There's a limit to your care. So carelessly there. Is it truth or dare? There's a limit to your care. There's a limit to your love. Like a waterfall in slow motion. Like a map with no ocean. There's a limit to your love. Your love, your love, your love. There's a limit to your care. So carelessly there. Is it truth or care? There's a limit to your care. So carelessly there. There's a limit to your care.
Checking in with CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. This is Vian Band for Band, talking about some of our favorite covers, listening to Leslie Feist's incredible song, Limit to Your Love, as performed by James Blake. Before we call it a show, we just wanted
to remind you guys that at 5 p.m. today, Fun Drive starts. Our annual fundraiser for CKUW starts today. Please make pledges to support the station.
You'll hear more about
we'll be
the
doing
details
a couple fundraising shows in the coming weeks. But
starting at 5 p.m.
Yes,
on 95.9 FM
today.
You can start people calling will fill you in
yeah.
on how to donate, what sort of perks you can get, and why we do this every year. Because for the love of
it's
it, but many
for
incredible
the operations
things
of this beautiful station to continue. But thank you so much for tuning in today, and we hope you have a great Friday.
solitary candle. At the center of it all, at the center of it all.